KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports this morning starts with volleyball. Cam Cougars volleyball team picked up a 3-0 sweep over Ankeny Christian Academy last night in Oneida. That was a match heard here on KJAN. The Cougars won 25-18, 25-12, and 25-13 as they advanced to the regional semifinals Thursday night. Cam will face Coon Rapids Bayard in Coon Rapids Thursday after the Crusaders picked up a 3-0 sweep over Exira EHK last night. Cam got a good night from Madison Gettler, who found the soft spot in the Eagles zone on a number of tips. She was also strong at the net with a number of key blocks on the evening. Cam head coach Craig Fredin said his team played well at times, but he was disappointed with the 8 hitting errors that they had in the first set and the lull they had in that third period. He said he told the team that they'd have to put forth a better effort to have success Thursday in the semifinal. The Cougars improved their record to 15-18 on the season with that win. Ankeny Christian Academy sees their season end with a 10-17 record. Cam and Coon Rapids Bayard meet again now on Thursday night in the regional semifinals. That's a 7 o'clock match, and we'll have that for you here on KJAN Thursday evening. Also in high school volleyball play last night in other Class 1A action. In Region 2, it was East Mills over Griswold, 3 games in a row. Stanton took 3 out of 4 from Lennox. Essex, a 3-game sweep over Riverside last night. Boyer Valley went the distance, defeating West Harrison 3-2. It went 15-10 in that third and deciding set. Also last night, in Class 2A play in Region 2, Trainer beat Logan Magnolia 3-0. It was Missouri Valley with a 3-game sweep over Woodbury Central. In Class 2A Region 3, St. Albert defeating Underwood in 3 straight. ACGC, a winner over Madrid in 3. Tri-Center, 3 out of 4 over Woodward Granger, while St. Edmund of Fort Dodge defeated IKM Manning 3-2. It was a squeaker. That last game came down 15-13 in favor of the Gales. Also in Class 2A Region 4 play last night, it was Earlham over I-35, 3-0. Clarinda beat Mount Air in 3 straight. Sydney over Southwest Valley, 3 in a row. And Des Moines Christian beat Pleasantville in 3 straight. Those winners all moving on into those regional semifinals. Radio Iowa listed its final high school football poll of the season yesterday afternoon. Here's a rundown in all 6 classes. In Class 4A, Iowa City West ends the regular season on top with Dowling Catholic, West Des Moines Valley, Bettendorf, and Cedar Rapids Prairie, the top 5. They're followed by Johnston, Cedar Falls, North Scott, Southeast Polk, and Ankeny Centennial. Class 3A, the top 10, include Cedar Rapids Xavier on the top of the pile with Solon, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Dallas Center Grimes, and Pella. The top half of the poll. Harlan opens up the second half of the poll. They're ranked 6th, followed by Webster City, Waverly Shellrock, Davenport Assumption, and Carlisle. In Class 2A, it's Cascade, Mount Vernon, Waukon, Boyden Hall Rock Valley, and South Central Calhoun, the top 5, followed by PCM, New Hampton, Applington, Parkersburg, Clear Lake, and Union at number 10. Class 1A, West Lyon is top-rated after the end of the regular season. Pella Christian, Van Meter, Iowa City Regina, and West Branch finish off the top 5. Western Christian, Bellevue, Denver, South Hamilton, and AHSTW round out the top 10 in 1A this week. In Class A, Linville Sully, West Sioux, Hudson, Algona Garrigan, and Wapsie Valley are the top half, with St. Ansgar number 6, Southwest Valley at number 7. St. Albert is number 8. Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and East Buchanan finish off the top 10. And an 8-man, it's Don Bosco, ranked number 1 to finish the season. Audubon stays put at number 2. Remsen St. Mary's rated 3rd with Sydney number 4 and Newell Fonda 5th. Riceville is in at 6 with Stanton ranked 7th. Baxter, Grettinger, Terrell, Ruth, Van Ayrshire, and Tripola round out the top 10 in this week's 8-man poll. Well, the Philadelphia Eagles picked up their 5th straight win, but they also lost their 9-time Pro Bowl left tackle in the process. Carson Wentz threw for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Eagles overcame a poor start to beat the Redskins 34-24 in Philadelphia. Wentz also had a career-high 63 yards rushing for the 6-1 Eagles, who logged just 57 yards on their first 4 drives before Mac Hollins hauled in a 64-yard scoring strike that tied the game at 10. Philadelphia finished the game without Jason Peters after he was carted off the field with a knee injury. Peters got hurt during the Eagles' 86-yard scoring drive that opened up the second half. Kirk Cousins had 303 yards passing and 3 touchdowns for the 3-3 Redskins. In other NFL news, Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott will play at least one more game as he awaits another ruling from a federal judge on his 6-game suspension over domestic violence allegations. U.S. District Judge Catherine Polk Fiala has set an October 30th hearing date, the date after the Cowboys play the Redskins. The judge turned down the NFL's request for an expedited hearing on a preliminary injunction that allowed Elliott to play over the weekend. Elliott rushed for a season-high 147 yards rushing and set a career high with 219 total yards in Sunday's 40-10 rout of the 49ers. Oakland running back Marshawn Lynch has presented his appeal to the NFL as he seeks to overturn his 1-game suspension for bumping an official. Raiders coach Jack Del Rio says he hopes to learn by today whether Lynch will be eligible to play Sunday at Buffalo. Lynch was punished for coming off the sideline during a scuffle in the second quarter and then shoving a game official during Oakland's 31-30 victory over Kansas City last Thursday. The Detroit Lions have activated defensive tackle Kyree Thornton after he served a 6-game suspension for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Thornton started 6 games last season and is expected to fill a need after defensive tackle Haloti Ngata was lost for the season with an elbow injury. Vikings safety Andrew Sendejo has been suspended for 1 game for violating player safety rules in Sunday's win against the Ravens. Sendejo's hit on Mike Wallace on Baltimore's second series of the game put the Baltimore receiver in concussion protocol. Chargers left guard Matt Slauson will miss the rest of the season with a biceps injury suffered in Sunday's win over the Broncos. Texans veteran left tackle Dwayne Brown ended his season-long holdout, although it's unclear if he'll play Sunday against the Seahawks. The 3-time Pro Bowler has been the team starter since he was drafted in the first round in 2008. He didn't get a new contract and has 2 years left on his current deal. Dolphins coach Adam Gase says quarterback Jay Cutler has multiple cracked ribs, making it unlikely he'll play Thursday at Baltimore. Matt Moore is expected to start in Cutler's place after coming off the bench Sunday to throw for a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns in a comeback win against the Jets. In Major League Baseball news, the New York Mets pitching staff was in disarray this season, compiling the third-worst ERA in the majors. General manager Sandy Alderson hopes to see improvement after naming Cleveland Indians pitching coach Mickey Callaway as the 21st manager in Mets history. Callaway spent the last 5 years handling Indians pitchers and oversaw a staff that led the majors with a 3.30 ERA and 1,614 strikeouts this year. The Mets had 12 pitchers start at least 1 game as injuries destroyed their rotation. Jacob deGrom and Robert Gsellman were the only Mets hurlers to start more than 18 times. Callaway also takes over a lineup that led the National League with 224 home runs, but was 11th in on-base percentage on the way to a 70-92 record. The 42-year-old Callaway replaces Terry Collins, who stepped down after leading the Mets to the 2015 National League pennant and 2 playoff appearances in a club record 7 seasons at the helm. Callaway is only the 3rd former big league pitcher to manage the Mets, joining Dallas Green and George Bamberger. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says he expects Corey Seager to be on the World Series roster. Seager hurt his back on a slide in Game 3 of the National League Division Series and was left off the National League Championship Series roster. Jake Marisnyk won't be on the Houston World Series roster, although manager A.J. Hinch says the outfielder's broken right thumb is healed. Marisnyk hit 16 homers in 106 games before breaking his thumb last month. Jerry Davis will serve as the crew chief for the World Series. The crew will include Phil Cuzzi, Paul Nauert, and Laz Diaz, along with Bill Miller and Dan Iasonia as the umpires. Game 1 of the World Series gets underway this evening in Los Angeles. That is our check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.